We're doing both. Mom was fucking pure can handle this, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
No, it's going to handle it. It's doing good. So,
All right, let's get it.
Let's mute it. Let's get this shit going. All right, man. So, I guess we can call this our second official podcast that we're doing.
Definitely second official.
So,
maybe first official long one.
First official that's going to be actually, like, centered around something. Like, we had no topic for the MGK thing except for MGK and his trash diss response. Not trash. Let me reframe the trash. It's more so mediocre. And this is why I think it's mediocre. Yes, the shots were good, but we forget, even as rappers, like us rappers and like even the normal fan forgets, Eminem's a bad man, bro. And there's a lot of rappers who are bad men like that, but The Game, a good example, The Game did an interview a few years back where he was like, I will never diss Eminem or go into a lyrical battle with him because they know how good he is. Even though
you can't.
It's even so bad we're starting our podcast about Eminem, and I know someone's going to be like, you fucking stan, motherfucker, and I'm going to tell them, hit the rocks with the flip-flops, not the good kind, the ones from Old Navy, bitch.
Beat you know, it. The MGK diss, like, it wasn't bad on a normal rapper scale, but when you put the scale with Eminem in it, it was bad. That's how I feel. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like, you.
How many people have gone after Kim and Haley? How many? Everyone.
Oh, if I could zoom in on your face on this whole podcast thing, that'd be fucking classic. Because that's the truth. That's the truth. Who goes against whoever mentioned Haley and Kim? They fucking, their careers are done. Look.
Yeah, and once you take it personal with Eminem, dude, like it's just like you just didn't want to go there because this man studies you. This man will study you. And he'll learn everything about you and all your fucking flaws and really point it out. And point it out in a way more creative way.
How crazy is that?
Eminem's the most talented fucking hip-hop artist.
Okay. I mean,
like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem.
I'm not trying to be a whole stan, but Eminem's really good. Growing up, listening to Eminem's a thing. Yeah, let's get back. Let's stay on the Eminem topic. That's how we can start the whole podcast is... Did you see what Ja Rule was saying, bro?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
Ja Rule was just basically bullshit. I don't have the exact thing. I'm going to look it up after when, I guess when you start talking, I'll look at what he said. But basically, he's talking shit. Ja Rule, sit your bitch ass down, cuz. Yeah, we know you got some hits, blah, 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 but clout. Not everyone could be Tekashi 6ix9ine here fucking doing this crazy shit with random people and become famous. Fine. Ja Rule... I think you're going on tour. I think I seen he's coming to Philly.
Is Ja Rule really going on tour?
He's going on tour with somebody.
Kidding me?
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, I got a notification. Ja Rule's going on tour. He'll be in Electric Factory with like 7 people, I think. Which really tells you, like, man.
I would never buy a Ja Rule ticket.
That's fine. Come on, Noah. You'll never buy a Ja Rule. Come on. He's got hits, though.
So does 50 Cent.
Never mind. It got canceled.
The tour got canceled?
No, the Philly stop got canceled.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, what is that? Some Push a T-shirt? Couldn't sell enough tickets?
Probably. He's going to do... Oh, they rescheduled it? Or no? So it's Ja Rule, Method Man, and Redman who are going
to
be on tour.
Oh, that's a dope show. I'd buy tickets to that, actually.
He's doing, like, different artists. Oh, he's only doing... I don't know if this is near me. I got to check to see if this is near me, but... He's doing a show with them, and he's doing a show with Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Too Short, and 4 others.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, no, I get it. That would be pretty dope. But
yeah, that would be dope.
But Ja Rule, Eminem is not going to respond to you. No time. Yeah. He already killed you once.
Just shut the fuck up.
R.I.P. Anyway, what else? You want to still talk about Eminem? Anything else you want to add about the Eminem beef that we don't know already?
Well, maybe a diss track coming Friday from Eminem, Mr. Porter says. I mean, well, somehow the Breakfast No. Hot 97, I think, said that it might be coming Friday. I don't know where the fuck they heard Friday from because they talk out of their asses a lot.
There was no story. There was no, like, a story behind it, like who said what?
No, the girl on it, I don't even know her name. She said that Mr. Porter said something about, like, a diss coming out Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's corny, bro. I want that shit today. I want that shit today. Like, we need that new Eminem diss today. I gave Eminem, I did give Eminem 72 hours to perform. To basically tell me, like, where's the diss at, Eminem? That's what I want to know. 72 hours. And that, I think, is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, but you know what, man? Eminem is way more busier than MGK. Way busier.
All right. I'll give Eminem until Saturday morning, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I would say this week. I wouldn't mind if we got a new track dropped every week.
Every week? Did you see the video?
Like if Eminem came back and then MGK decided to go back next week, I wouldn't mind. It doesn't have to be a response in 3 hours. I'm not like...
I don't know. You think he's going to rip him or he's going to fucking throw jabs?
M?
Yeah.
He's going to rip him, dude. You don't say you're going to fuck him. Somebody said they're...
If someone said to you, no, they're going to fuck your ex-girlfriend, are you going to be mad?
If they said it to my face, yeah.
On a rap song?
On a rap song? Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, like...
Oh, you're a different breed. No, you're going all out for anybody who mentions your ex-girlfriend, right?
I mean...
Choose your words carefully, buddy, right now, because you know your girlfriend's going to listen to this.
If you're going after my ex, I'd go after her with you. I'd be like, yeah, fuck that bitch. But if you're going to come to my face and say, yo, I fucked your ex-girlfriend, I'd be like, what, dude? Like,
damn. Okay, we're getting into some fucking shallow water right here. I don't want to go into that because you know how that's going to work. I don't want no phone calls like, yo, what are you doing to my boyfriend? I'm like, nope, nothing. He's his own man. He speaks freely on his mind. Since we're still talking about fucking Eminem, I guess, the Joe Budden podcast thing. Did you have a chance to listen to that?
I listened to the highlights of it, I guess, like from you know, the clips that he talked about Eminem. I couldn't watch 3 hours of Joe Budden, but
Joe Budden, the Joe Budden podcast is dope. I fuck with the Joe Budden podcast. That's just
I fuck with it too. I'm glad he found his lane too. I can't listen to something for 3 hours.
Jesus Christ, man. You're coming at Joe Budden sideways, man. He might listen to this.
No.
Because we're number two behind the Joe Budden podcast.
We were right next to Joe Budden.
Currently, yep. This recording, we are number two behind the Joe Budden podcast. I fuck with those guys heavy. That'd be a fucking dream to go on that show and just talk to them.
100%. I mean, I fuck with Joe Budden heavy. It's just I can't listen to anybody for 3 hours. If you're talking my head off after 1.5 hours, I'm out.
Man, we know you're fucking with Joe Budden. Don't lie, Noah.
I fuck with Joe Budden, but I'm not fucking with him. I fuck with him.
All right. Well, he was saying some crazy shit sideways. He was saying basically that the last decade he's been better than Eminem.
All right.
So that I get what you're going to say. I don't look at the stats to back up his argument, but I know he hasn't sold nowhere near as many albums as Eminem, even in the last decade, even if we can go last 3 years. And I love Joe Budden's music, man.
I'm a Joe Budden fan, too. I mean...
That's a little crazy.
Date with it,
but I will give you this though. He did say Eminem's name on the podcast. He didn't throw subliminal disses. Straight up said, Eminem, you're a bitch. If you want smoke, drop a whole song about me, and then I'll come out of retirement. Because I want Eminem to throw shades at Joe Budden. Is Joe Budden still have anything in the tank? That would be crazy. And I think he knows it that. I got to think that he's provoking Eminem to diss him because if he disses him, your stock is rising. People are like, yo, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Next week he's dropping on Spotify. So Spotify's got to be going crazy. Like, yo, this is about to be lit. Save the content for the podcast. And they're doing 2 times a week. So man, he gets dissed on Monday. They do a show talking about it. Fucking Friday, he's debuting the song on Spotify. That's crazy.
You know, I would honestly not be surprised if Joe Budden went at Eminem, but I wouldn't want Eminem to respond, honestly, because, like, you know, a lot of people anywhere are saying, oh, he has to come back and diss everybody to be relevant, like, and now everybody's going to take shots at him. It's not like it's going to tear him apart. I bet he can take it, but, like, it's just, like, it's not even worth it at a point. Like, you know, you'll prove your point once, so if you're going to throw a diss... Like back, like you better attack Joe Budden too. Like I want him to attack everybody who responded to him.
I feel like yeah,
one track.
I feel like yeah, within this whole week, get everybody. Just get everybody and say fuck it. I think he's going to do it because he still has something to prove. I feel like, I don't know why Eminem feels like he still needs to prove to us that he's a dope rapper. We all know that his legacy is up there with not, maybe not the best, but in the conversation for
no.
Top three. He's up there
with Tupac and Biggie, 100%.
That's a different discussion for a different day. I don't want to go into that right now. That's going to take us at least 25 minutes alone talking about that. What else am I going to say? What else? Yeah, that's pretty much all he said about Eminem. Basically, like, you're a bitch, and if you respond to me, I'm coming out of retirement and getting your ass. He also talked about how Shady Records is shady and how it doesn't work. And he was saying that the song that he made for Eminem was originally a diss song. And I was like,
What song did he make for Eminem?
He was like, nah, and he started talking to Rock Bottom. I was listening to Rock Bottom or some shit like that. Hold on, I'll find a song right now.
Wait, it was old or something?
It was on, I'll tell you what it was on right now. I got it right here. Man, oh man. Joe Budden. Artists. Let's see. What album was that? I think it was All Love Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It was some rabbit song. Hold on. Like, how the fuck can I find this? Slaughter Mouse. Here it is. Hold on. What am I doing? I could just play this shit here on the podcast.
Actually,
I don't know if it'll... It should pick it up, actually. Play.
I remember on his last album, he had a song about like Eminem. Is that the song you're talking about?
It was on not his last album, but it was before that.
And it was called Slaughter Mouse.
Yeah, it was called Slaughter Mouse. Why can't I find this thing? Huh. That's weird. I don't know how I can play it. Let me see. All right, talk about what else we got going on while I find this video. I don't want no silence in here.
What else do we got going on? Hip-hop is kind of crazy, man, right now. Oh, Kanye West apologized to Drake.
Oh, he's a fucking... Now, don't, please.
Let me tell you, that is a bitch move, Kanye.
Damn. Here we go. You fucking Drake stans, you this. Here, I just see it all coming with the comments. It's going to come. But anyway, yeah.
I'm not afraid of no comments, because at the same time, I see why Kanye did it. I don't think it worked, though. I'm not going to wear the Yeezy 350s around Drake.
Man. Someone said, I think it was on the Joe Budden podcast, they were saying that Drake doesn't look like Kanye, which we all know. And he was saying that he's going to dead anybody who wears 350s. He's going to make no one wear them. And that's why Kanye responded. Once that shit came out, he's like, please don't wear no 350s around me. Kanye West knows that Drake is his icon.
And 100%.
Kanye West is also an icon. Let me not take that away from Kanye. Kanye West is a fucking goat. Like, he's one of the...
No, yeah, 100%. Definitely. I have 100% respect for Kanye.
Yeah, definitely a top 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking creative genius, all that street shit. But once he saw that Drake said, don't wear those 350s around me, fucking he's in PR panic mode.
Yep.
Apologizing. Like, Drake, come on, bro. I didn't tell nobody nothing. And we all know that fucking Kanye West, fucking psycho off his medicine, told Pusha T, like, yo, this is what this nigga's doing. Get him. Because you don't... If that's your boy, you love him. You're all about this good energy and all that crazy shit. If your boy comes to your studio and records a diss about your other homie, you're going to be like, yo, let's dead this right now. Like, you're not doing this. Bro, we're going to find out what's going on. We're going to get to the bottom of the problem. And then we're going to see what's popping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Kanye, what, like, dude, you produced the beat for Pusha. You had to hear the album before it dropped for Pusha. Like, don't tell me that you didn't have something to do with the Drake diss.
Facts. Yeah, don't play like you had nothing to do with that. You told him. And Kanye West is the head of Adidas with, like, the rappers, I feel like. And they probably told, yeah, we're going to bring you in, Drake, for Adidas. Fuck Jordan. We're going to give you these sneakers. He was wearing the fucking Yeezys for a minute and some own custom sneakers and shit from Adidas. He was going to sign, make that whole fucking line go, and it would have popped. But you fucked yourself, Kanye. Unfortunately, you fucked yourself, bro.
But, you know, like, I can never keep a virgin in my circle and hold him back because he makes me nervous. It's just, you know, it's just the Kanye thing. Like, you know, hold you back because he makes you nervous. Like, and now you, now he talked about your product, and now you want to say sorry. You didn't say sorry after you saw that Drake was upset about everything. You said it after you got upset about the Yeezy 350s, man.
Yeah. Big facts.
Big facts.
So, I don't know. It's just, I just don't get it. I don't get the bullshit.
I have it's a just camera the too.
Dumbest problem. Sorry, that just started playing out of nowhere. I got the Slaughtermouse thing, Paul. Let's see if it's going to work. Because I'm totally not sure if it's going to work. Let's see. Let's see. Play. It's working. They hear this.
I can't hear it.
Well, I'll figure that out. But I got to play another thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it was around 9-9, baby coming while I was at rock bottom. Ironic shit, I was listening to rock bottom pockets.
What label did Joe drop that album under?
I want to say Shady. Or it was Shady. Because he was not with Slaughterhouse. He was signed to Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, but he was with Shady as Slaughterhouse, not as Joe Budden.
Slaughter. It doesn't say on here where he was signed to. But the line goes, look, it was around 9-9. Baby coming while I was at rock bottom. Ironic shit, I was listening to rock bottom. he was saying basically that it started out as a diss to Eminem. And he was like, nah, Joe, you're fucking up. Don't do this. Because Joe was always like, told him at his podcast, like, yo, I'm always fucking something up. He's probably, Joe, don't fuck this up, bro. Change it into like a, like, thank you, Eminem type deal. I think around this time, I feel like Joe was fucking, he was getting ready to bounce. I feel like he even said it was a cry for help. He was asking questions like, why can't Eminem do a song with me? Their response was, yeah, well, we need the song, and then if we like it, we'll send it to Paul, and then if Paul likes it, Eminem will do it. And he just felt like he wasn't being treated fairly as an artist, and I don't blame him. If that's what, yeah, I don't know, I mean, how true, like, it is. I don't know how true it is, but there's so many case studies of that in music. Because, like, once you're signed and you ain't producing, they're shelving you. You're fucked. There's nowhere to go. It's over.
No, yeah, 100%. Like, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, no, you're good. You're good. God.
No, I remember watching all the interviews around this time with him talking about, like, clarifying that it wasn't an Eminem diss and stuff. But, I mean, that's kind of a thing that we wonder as fans, like, why wasn't Royce on Revival, or, you know, Marshall Mathers? Why was Kendrick Lamar the only rapper on the MMLP 2?
I don't know.
And it's just like, and we get it. Like, you are busy. You are a busy man. Like, I totally understand that.
Don't make no excuses for this man, Noah. Don't make no excuses.
I have to, because it is Eminem. Like what other rapper is as busy as Eminem, or like shows his face less than Eminem? Like, you know, like the only person you can say shows his face like almost as much as Eminem is probably Kendrick. Like, and he still comes out more and does interviews. But like,
I feel like he was even saying that Kendrick Lamar gets special treatment, which I get because Kendrick Lamar is a fucking megastar too. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar is a fucking megastar, and Joe Budden was never that megastar, but he was an all. Let's say he was an all star. I feel like we didn't get enough Joe Budden. At least me, I feel like I have not heard enough Joe Budden to be satisfied. Like, yeah.
No, you see, like, I would be happy, like, if Eminem did, like, wanted to. They deserve to have a song with Eminem, especially if they were all in the studio together, writing buddies and stuff. Like, if they were all, like, they were all cool at one point, and they had the Shady Cypher. Like, I don't know if that really counts, I feel like a lot of, like, Slaughterhouse, because even the Eminem features on a Slaughterhouse song weren't like a full feature in my eyes, you know. It wasn't like the classic Eminem feature.
Really?
The last classic Eminem feature I feel like we've had is maybe Smack That with Akon.
Are you serious? Come on now. You take that back. There's so many better features recently than that.
With Eminem on it?
Yeah, man. Big Sean had one. No Favors. I love No Favors.
No Favors was dope. No Favors. Yeah, you're right. No Favors was dope, but I feel like that's an Eminem that I'm a fan of, but a lot of people hate. Like that chloroseptic voice. I feel like there's people have something against that voice. Me, I'm just focused on the rhyme schemes and the flow and, you know, how everything's put together, punchlines and everything. But I'm just trying to base it off of people.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a tough subject to talk about. It really is tough.
Yeah, because we really don't know. Like, I don't know how it goes with Eminem behind the scenes, because you never see anybody make songs with Eminem. Like, seeing Joyner Lucas and Royce da 5'9 on Kamikaze was probably the fucking craziest thing to me. You only see people, like, as of lately, like Rihanna. You had Kalani, you had Alicia Keys, of course, Beyonce. Yeah. You know?
I felt like he reached, though. Can we talk about Skylar Grey and how crazy her writing ability is?
Oh, Skylar Grey is one of the most talented.
She's another
one.
I hope to God that she's getting paid and credited for everything that she does.
Dude, but Eminem does show her love. Like, Eminem featured on her album that one time. Like, they made a dope song together.
Yeah, like, they did. But I feel like Walk on Water, like, I get Beyonce sung it. It was more views. It was a single. They were trying to do something different. But, man, Skylar Grey, she's a fucking talent that I hope that when Eminem retires, she can soar by herself, because she's a great talent. At least to me.
She's like behind a lot of the bigger hits out. I hear she writes a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, for a lot of the hits that are out, that come out, like, Skylar Grey has a piece of it.
I wonder what her percentage is. That'd be pretty dope to find out.
I mean, I wonder what her net worth is. I've never seen it. Let me look up her net worth.
Look up her net worth. I'm going to go on to the next topic that we got, pulling on my fucking notes on this dirty-ass iPhone. And Spotify, listen, we're number two on the music guide, which is really dope for just starting out. I feel like we can really build this into something crazy. There will be a whole rebranding coming. We're going to be on YouTube, Twitch. Right now we're streaming if you're watching us live there. Yeah, man, it's going to be a whole rebranding thing. Thank you to everyone who listened to it, all 16,000 of you. That's fucking amazing. 15,000 downloads too, Noah. Fucking real. We are really balling, I feel like.
Humbles me, man. I'm so fucking thankful for that. When you called me, said we were next to Joe Budden on Spotify, and today when we boosted up to 16,000 plays, I was just like, damn, I didn't know we can do that.
I did not know we can do that. I just want to take the time to thank everybody, because that shit is amazing to me. And we're going on next thing. Ready? No, we're going to talk about Russ's album coming out and what you think projection-wise he's going to hit. I'm going to look up what his last album did.
Yeah, look up what his last album did.
All right, guess. What do you think his last album did, if you had to guess?
First week numbers or
first week numbers?
Total.
First week numbers.
50K?
You think 50K?
Between 30 to 50K.
Damn, bro. 49,000.
Wow, okay.
That was close. 49,000. I think he peaked at number 7 on the Billboard 200.
That's weak.
Oh, no, number 4. I'm sorry, number 4.
All right. On the 200 rap? I mean, like, out of rap or the total?
R&B and hip-hop, 7 total.
He was the 4th?
Yeah, on the rap. He only sold 50,000 copies, but Russ, man, from the ground up, no label behind him or nothing, supposedly, because I don't know his situation, but from what we're told by him, he did it by himself, and I know that we know the grind. Fucking, the music grind is a big fucking
process. You know, like, when I say that's weak, I honestly just feel like kind of Russ deserves more credit, to be honest. Like, it's not like I'm saying I'm dissing him when I said it's weak. Like, it's just like, okay, I get it. I get why people hate Russ. There's some things about Russ that make me like, dude.
I don't get the hate. Me personally, I don't understand the hate.
You don't? You never see his interviews, dude?
I love his interviews, because I understand where he comes from. Like,
You didn't see his tweet when he said, what's that new song called that he has? The Flame song or something? The Flute Song. Thank you. The Flute Song, I think he has a song called Serious.
Yeah, that's the newest one, yeah.
All right, so he's like, The Flute Song, he's like, Serious, The Flute Song, and Kamikaze on repeat all day or all week. You're telling us that you listen to yourself all that much?
Bro.
Like, stop.
I listen to myself a lot. I don't know. Do you listen to myself?
I listen to myself almost every day. I'll record a song, and I'll play it over and over and over again, but I'm not going to flaunt it. I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm bumping Water Mix. Oh, whoa. I almost slipped up there. But I'm not bumping temporary every, like, you know, and saying it. Like, yeah.
Noah got stuck. Noah got caught. He's got to now announce his album title on this podcast because he fucked it up. You heard the first two words.
Do I?
No, you don't got to do it. No, we'll just say.
I'll do it.
Now, the new album's coming, but let me tell you what I do. I get in the car, bro. I'm bumping all my music. I don't even care. It's 100%. My music.
Same, dude. I love my music.
Now, let me put you in this situation, though. If you blew up the same way Russ blew up, why do you think it is? Social, like, I didn't even tell you this off the camera and shit. Social media, posting, you post so much, people are like, all right, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm going to go listen to whatever he's bullshitting me. They're either going to be like, trash, or they're going to be like, yo, this is actually dope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel like he wins, because if I blew up off my own success, boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm making 200K a show. I'm doing 50 shows in 4 months. You know, like crazy numbers. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm only bumping my music. That shit pays me. Well, I think like a businessman, like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. Like, I agree with that 100%. I'm not going to be tweeting it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going
to. You're not as conceited as you're as Russ, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Russ is very, very, I don't want to go say conceited, because I think he knows where. Actually, I don't know. He says he's like better than everybody else, but like, I think he has. I don't know.
That's the rap mentality. I feel like you have to have that mentality in rap.
Yeah, in your music, you do. I'll go say fuck everybody. I'm better than everybody in my music. I'm not gonna be like, yo, check out Noah John's music because I'm better than Alex Ketchabone. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
I feel you.
I'm not gonna say I'm the best rapper, you know, at every show we do. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, because it's a respect thing. I feel you. I feel you on that. Mm-hmm.
And nor do I think it. Like, nor am I really ranking myself above every like people. I mean, like, you know, I know where I stand, but like, I'm not really like. It's not a competition to me. It's love to me.
That's good. That's how music is. All about the love, guys. All about the love. Yeah, you able to lower me on your end? It kind of echoes back. I don't want you to fucking. It's all good. My fault.
Is it lower?
Yeah, it's better now, and I get kind of loud. It kind of echoed, but you're good now. So, what do you think he's going to do this time? After all the bullshit, all that fuck Russ, I think he does 100,000.
I think he does around 60
to 75. 60 to 75K. Anyone else big dropping that weekend? I don't think anyone else is.
What weekend does it come out?
It comes out fucking Friday at midnight.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah.
I know Spider-Man's dropping video game. Isn't 2K?
This isn't a fucking. That's true. People aren't gonna be. Well, they're gonna need something to jam to, so they're pulling that new Russ album.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Jam while they're playing.
At least 2K. I don't know about Spider-Man.
At least 2K. Spider-Man, you got to hear the story.
Yeah, facts on that one. All right, so you think 75? I think 100.
I think 60 to 75. I don't think he can. I don't think he can do.
They were all like physical sales. It said too. I don't know what he did streaming wise, but. That's still dope. Still fucking dope. All right, we got Quavo new album. Is anyone really talking about Quavo's solo album? I feel like there's
I'm talking about it. I'm excited for it. His singles were dope.
Really?
I liked them.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know about the fucking singles.
Really?
He's probably going to have dope features. I think Drake's probably going to be featured on that album.
There weren't any, you know, Bad and Bougie, but, like, they slapped. They definitely slapped.
Yeah, I don't feel like they were as popular as I think he thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if...
Look, man, once you're in a group and you come out and do something, like you're solo, it might not go the same. Look at Harry Styles in One Direction, honestly. Like, you know?
True, but I feel like these guys are from Atlanta, so I feel like if Quavo's winning, they're all winning.
No, yeah, that's fact stuff.
That's like a fucking Atlanta thing, which I really fuck with. So it says
Atlanta,
right here.
Atlanta's full of love.
It says the Work In Me single is his first song solo to ever chart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did it chart at?
32.
See? Work In Me was dope, too. I like that one.
Yeah, man. But when he was in their group, Bad and Bougie was number one for 10 weeks straight.
And wasn't, like, Takeoff or somebody not on that one?
Yeah. Dude, I looked like I was all Bad and Bougie. That shit was funny as hell. Shout out again to Joe Budden for that. Like, motherfuckers. That was the Joe Budden thing? That was on Complex. Oh no,
that was at, like, I thought an award show.
Yeah, for Complex when you said that, right?
Yeah. Complex did a feature for it. Like, mad love to Joe Budden. He's a Bronco boy.
He's a Bronco boy.
He's from Jersey.
See, now we're talking about Joe Budden too much. I feel like, damn, we're gonna get. I can't wait for the comments.
Right. Bye, Joe Budden.
No, Joe Budden. We're past you, Joe Budden. I feel you. If Eminem disses you and you respond back, we're definitely gonna do videos on that shit. I'm definitely gonna be excited for that.
Hell yeah! I'll cover the podcast for you, man. If you want, we'll do the podcasting. You go get in the studio.
Dude, the studio was in the fucking room. They have like this weird apartment space. We're still getting into Joe Budden. Let me get out of Joe Budden.
All right, bye, Joe Budden.
Next topic, we have a Logic album. Are people waiting for a Logic album that aren't Logic diehard fans?
Does Logic drop an album every 6 months? Or is it like album, mixtape?
I'm going to look it up. Logic's latest releases. Let me see. Logic. Because I feel like it's every 6 months.
That's how I feel, man. Like, it's just like, what the hell?
Let's see. I'm looking at his discography. No, it was, let's see. Oh, yeah, every year. He might be dropping them, mind you, every 6 months, kind of, sort of, like, the way that works. At the end of 1 year, into the next. No, so it says Bobby Tarantino is every year. So The Incredible True Story, 15. Bobby Tarantino was 2016. Everybody was 17. Bobby Tarantino 2 was 2018.
Wow, but it's still 2018, so he's dropping another album in 2018.
True.
The Tarantinos are mixtapes, right?
So, yeah, he drops basically... So, his 2014 was an album, 2015 was an album, and 2017 was an album. So, in 2016, he just did a mixtape.
Yeah, 2016 was just a mixtape.
But I feel like when did everybody come out? Is there a date here?
Everybody came out... Is that May the one 5th. With Black Spider-Man?
Yeah, May 5th that came out. And then Bobby Tarantino 2...
Wait, that came out. Wait, hold on.
March. So,
Logic.
It's a little longer. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm certainly not dying for a Logic album, but like
a Young Sinatra 4, the album he's calling it.
Yeah.
Now, you think he's gonna do like spaceship shit like he's been doing with that girl? I don't even know her name. I have to go back and re-listen to his Logic albums. I'm trash for that. Man, I don't know.
Day was on Bobby Tarantino.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Every Day?
Everybody
I'm
was
so
the album.
Sorry. I do not.
Everybody was the album, not Every Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's Everybody.
Okay, I'm looking at Every Day, but that song sucks. I hate it.
Really? I go every hard day? Every motherfucking day. Yeah, that's so dope.
Oh, no. I think that song is a mess. And you know, I think Logic is super talented. But yeah. I think that song is a mess.
We can agree to disagree on that one. I like Bobby Tarantino's. They're dope. What he did with Rick and Morty, that was around the time when they were really... Well, Rick and Morty's still popular, but that's when Pickle Rick was around. If he did a Pickle Rick thing, would have lost my mind. That would have been it for me. I would have called it a fucking rap.
I don't watch Rick and Morty.
What, dude?
I feel like that's a sin.
That's a sin? By who? Jesus?
People like freaking like get on their knees for Rick and Morty.
Have you never watched Rick and Morty? That's probably why.
I've watched like an episode that I never understood.
Noah, only for the podcast we're going to do this. Only for the fucking podcast we're going to do what I'm about to do right now. You're going to shit yourself. You ever hear it get Swifty?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God, Noah. I'm going to screen share with you so you can see this. Hit the screen share button. My whole computer might crash. This is the funniest shit. You see my screen?
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to play the music video. Can you hear it? I don't think you can hear it.
I don't know.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay,
no, I can't.
All right,
No?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get Swifty. You gotta get Swifty in here. It's time to get Swifty.
So the podcast heard it. Now you listen to that. Just the first couple of seconds. That shit is the funniest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Let's see.
My man says shit on the floor. Everybody gets Swifty. I can't even pronounce the word.
Oh,
Dude, that's, come on, that's fucking classic, bro.
That is pretty funny, I can't lie.
We're going to need some fucking people to tweet me and tweet Noah and say, did you watch Rick and Morty yet? Because you have to watch it, Noah. It's a funny-ass show. You're going to piss yourself. Rickle.
I've heard a lot about it.
Wow. I just said Rickle, like a jerk-off.
Oh, man.
Pickle Rick. Also, Always Sunny's on tonight. The first episode of the fucking season.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia's on?
Yeah, bro. That's not a real depiction of Philadelphia. I live in Philly, so I understand. Or lived in Philly. I just moved to Jersey, but lived in Philly for 22 years. Shit's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That show is so fucking classic. First episode's got to be the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. That's going to be the first thing. RIP to the Vikings on your shirt. Man, sorry about that.
Oh, wait. Cut off the screen share.
Oh, yeah, my fault. How do I cut this shit the fuck off? All right. Stop sharing your screen. All right, you good? Oh, tell me I lost you. Uh-oh.
You there?
Yeah, man. Discord just crashed for whatever reason.
Oh, man.
We're still live on OBS, though. We're good. We're still good. Are you all right, dude? You playing with your microphone?
I'm dusting it off. All
right. I think we had, like, one more topic, I think. Little AK. Are we good? Are we as fucking human beings about to take this idiot serious as a rapper?
Oh, you think DJ Academics is an idiot?
He's smart. I'm not saying he's stupid. I'm just saying.
Little AK.
Like, come on, bro. Yeah.
No, we're not going to take it serious. We love it. We love it for what it is. It's a joke.
It's a joke. He's going to diss Eminem. He's smart, though. If Eminem says something else about Academics, man. Spotify's got to cut the check to that guy. I'm like, yo, come on. You know, us now we're on the topic of Academics, man. When Joe Budden was going through, there we go. Well, once again, with Joe fucking Budden.
Joe.
The episode's going to be called Joe Budden, I swear to God.
Yeah.
And then, so he was talking about, God, what were they talking about? I lost my train of thought. No, you weren't even paying attention, dude?
I was. I lost my train of thought, too.
Jesus fucking Christ. What was I saying? Something crazy.
About Lil AK.
Okay, there we go. So Academics and Joe Budden were going to get their own, like, podcast show on Complex. And Academics was like, nah, I'm good, bro. You're retarded. You look at Joe Budden now, you should have listened to that man and fucking been with it. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's good, though. It's good for Joe because now he's got his own Spotify deal. Shout out to Spotify. Again, number 2 on the music charts for podcasters. That's dope. But yeah, man, I think he should have went with Complex, and they could have did something great. Because Everyday Struggle is not good without Joe Budden. Joe Budden makes that whole show. Again, with fucking the Joe Budden. It's really getting me sick.
I like Wayno. I like Wayno, and I like DJ Academics. Well, I don't know what the girl's name is.
Nadeska?
Yeah. That's
I like Wayno, but I think Joe Budden.
Joe Budden was definitely more entertaining to watch.
He fucking made that whole show.
He got me to watch it. He got me to watch it, but I still watch it for Academics because I like how much of a Drake fan he is. It's funny.
Man, you a Drake stan, buddy? You're gonna tell people?
Oh, I am a Drake stan. I'm an Eminem stan.
White on white crime. It's Noah John, aka White on White Crime.
Oh, man, don't get me started with that.
All right, man, I think this is all we fucking got, to be honest, for the podcast today, man. Dope first episode. I fuck with it.
Yeah, I had fun. I totally had fun. And thank you to everybody who listens. And
yeah, man.
Make sure to follow our Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I guess follow Noah Makes Music on everything. Mine is kind of weird. It's Alex Catron, bro, and I'm going to put the shit in the podcast description so you guys can actually follow us and shit. Please add us. Even if you want to disrespect us, please at me on Twitter because it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, add us, dude.
I just want to interact with you guys and find out why you're so negative and what's going on at home that you have to come to me and disrespect me on Twitter or whatever. But it's funny. All fun and games.
I love the hate, man. All publicity is good publicity, so keep feeding me it, man. All
right. Well, I think this is dope. So when's our next podcast going to be, Noah, so we can tell everybody? We got to work around your schedule.
I'm gonna be in Philly this weekend.
I feel like twice a week is pretty good.
Twice a week is dope. I fuck with that.
Like a beginning and then like a weekend day. So this week we're just gonna do today and we're also gonna do Saturday. if not Sunday morning, there'll be a podcast up. But I think starting the following week, I feel like Mondays and fucking and Saturdays. Or Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I like that. That's
Tuesdays, because if something happens on the weekend, someone's going to respond on Monday. We could talk about it on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got some good content here. Also, Spotify, if you're listening, again, shout out to you, man. Definitely, let's talk. My email's here. Shoot me an email. We definitely need to be fucking number two on this whole podcast thing.
Big facts.
Bring in the fucking people. All right, what song should I end it off with? I feel like we got to play a dope song to end this whole thing off with.
I say we end it off with, what's that song me and you did together?
Oh, yeah, we can't play none of that right now.
I know. The Ringer, Eminem.
Oh, Noah. I was going to play fucking something that's one of these playlists. All right, I'm going to play this song. Gotti. All right, thank you for tuning in with us, guys. We're going to get out of here. This shit's really loud in the background. I'm going to play it out, and we'll talk to you next week.
Or actually, thank you, everybody.
Saturday. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Let's get it. Yep, we did it.
Built an input.